Coming up, City crumble in the Anfield pressure cooker. Bournemouth got the Ibe. Big Sam got done by Kane and Son. And the Arnautovic-Lanzini partnership terrorised the Terriers in their own yard. All that and more in this episode of Pub Football Podcast. Lads, what are you having? Hello and welcome to another episode of Pub Football Podcast.
The fuck was that accent? I'm down fighting Rodney Markets. Have a camel skin coat off me back. Jelly deals and all that malarkey.
Shall I try that again?
Yeah, no. Start that again.
You sure? Hello and welcome to the Pub Football Podcast.
There we go. That's
my name's Martin.
I'm Dan. Oh, Del Boy.
Calm it.
Oh, that's a great finish from Lukaku.
Sorry for the background music for anyone who's...
Sam Baldo.
Who's not a United fan.
Good strength. Jack Butland, do better.
United Stoke game on in the background. A rerun, obviously.
Highlights.
Highlights, so I'd never watched it live.
Because we haven't even made it to the changing rooms today. We've been left at the training ground.
We are, I'm afraid, drinking coffee.
I know. I can hear the disappointment sigh from the listeners.
What's going to say? It is just after 9 o'clock in the morning.
We've been drinking before this, before now.
Probably about 10 years ago.
Yeah, probably more than that.
All right. Well, so welcome to another episode of this. We've made it to episode 22.
22. This is two in a week, isn't it?
Pretty much.
Good as.
I was late getting the last one out.
Yeah. It's your fault, not mine.
I was tired. Another great weekend of football, then. And a lot of talking points to get through, I believe.
Yeah, we'll go...
Should we start with the headlines, though, before we get to the games?
Oh!
Oh, new feature.
New feature? Oh, God, here we go.
Right, I got eight points here. 8 points.
It's more than Chelsea.
You can interject and say whether you think they're a... what?
Word porn.
Hey, interject.
Love that.
Right, number one. Stoke hire Paul Lambert as their new manager on a 2-year deal. Thoughts?
Sacked after 6 months.
He won't be getting his £1 million bonus.
No. I don't know, actually.
No?
I don't know.
Odd appointment, but he apparently interviewed really well.
Yeah, but I can interview really well. I've played 10 years of Football Manager.
He does really well on Football Manager, actually, Paul Lambert.
Have you seen him play it?
No, he always does well. He always gets the top jobs.
Really?
Well, he ends up at Celtic and wins everything.
That's
and
not a top job.
No, then he gets offered the top jobs.
Oh.
And
like Stoke.
Yeah.
Is there anyone out there that would have done a better job? Is there anyone out there that wanted the job?
Well, yeah, Martin O'Neill turned it down, didn't he?
Yeah, Bilic turned it down.
Bilic turned it down. The Espanyol manager. What's his name?
Mr. Espanyol?
That's not his name.
No. Take that as I don't know then.
Yeah, they all turn it down. But obviously,
Stoke's quite a nice place to work, don't they? No, he's a bit of a shithole.
They like their British managers, though, Stoke, don't they?
Well, this is what the old chairman said, didn't he? He said we wanted to keep an English manager. Is that because everyone else said no?
Well, I think he's got a bit of a thing against foreign managers.
Racist.
Yeah, exactly. I reckon so.
Awkward.
Number two on my list then. Klopp asked, what the fuck was that live on American TV?
Did he?
Did you see it?
No.
Did you not see it? Did you not?
No.
Oh, where did
Why
I say
Why is
it
on American telly?
Because he thought he could swear on American TV.
We want to get him on this podcast.
Because you must be absolutely delighted.
Yeah, I am. This is
we're live to the United MC, States. Yeah. NBC,
that that means my boss is watching it probably.
Yeah, exactly.
Jumping up
Those
and down.
Teeth.
So you cannot see, have a look at this game in different ways. You can look at it as a manager and say, okay, we could have done this and that better. Or you have a look at it as a football fan and say, what the fuck was that? They were unbelievable, though.
We just apologise for that.
I thought in America it's okay.
Not talking to Americans, it's okay. What a ledge. See, that's why I swear a lot, because we talk to Americans. So yeah. It's okay.
I suppose.
That is the worst That is the worst like, excuse I've ever heard.
Wow, to be honest with you, he just had a great win, but...
It's like that, I punched him. Why is that? Because he's a goldfish.
Why would you punch a goldfish?
Well, why would you swear? Because they're talking to Americans.
He must really hold it back there when he's talking on British television.
He's probably holding it back so his teeth don't fall out.
What's he doing on German TV?
I don't know. I only got a C in German at GCSEs.
Number three, Alexis Sanchez to City or United or even Chelsea.
11th hour bid from Chelsea.
Yeah. And then this ties in with number four, Mourinho hoping Mkhitaryan to be used in a swap deal for Sanchez.
He don't like Mickey.
No. Why sign him then?
I don't know. I don't know. He shows glimpses of what he can do, but again, I think it's come down to Mourinho not giving him game time. You look at what Jesse Lingard's accomplished.
What's his name?
Messi Lingard. Or Lionel Jesse, you pick.
Lionel Jesse sounds worse, doesn't it?
Messi Lingard's much better. I don't know.
29.
Yeah. And I'm sure I read they're going to pay him £18 million over 3 years or something. £18 million a year for 3 years.
Arsenal picked him up from Barca, didn't they?
Yes.
Football manager always ends up at City.
Does he?
If that says something. But United are throwing more money, haven't they?
Yeah.
And they're willing to pay the agent fee, which is ridiculous as well.
Agent fees are stupid now anyway. I don't agree with them. They're only in it for the money. But I read in the paper, just previous when you handed it to me, I don't know, wrote the column. Check me out with my proper lingo.
Was it The Sun?
Other tabloids are available.
Not at those prices, they ain't.
You can't get holiday for £9.50 with the Daily Mail, mate.
No, 50p on here.
Whee! But he said, whoever it was, why go to City and struggle to get a first team spot and be a bit part where he could go to United and be the final part?
Final part.
I lied, I made that up, but it sounded fucking good.
Well, he's not going to get in the City team, is he?
He ain't getting it, no. Well, do you know what I mean? There's space for him at United on that right-hand side, I think.
What is that thing where they put their hands over their mouth?
So they don't get caught saying you're a cunt.
Is it so they don't get put on bad lip reading on YouTube?
That's what it is.
Oh, silly. I like those programmes.
But yeah, no, he says like you put in Sanchez alongside the likes of Pogba, behind Lukaku, with Martial, with Rashford... On that right-hand side, it could be the final piece. Whereas he goes to City, he sits on the bench and he gets some wonder minutes because Jesus is injured or whatever.
Does it disrupt Rashford's development, though?
I don't think it could. He chops and changes between Martial and Rashford anyway. So
would he play in a three at United or would it be a 4-4-2?
Either or.
I don't know. I don't think I'd want him at Chelsea, to be honest.
It's a bit of luck because he's not going to go there. Because you've got Ross Barkley instead.
Not that we can score goals.
Oh. Is that why you're in the dustbin of football this week?
Hey.
Is that why Chelsea are in the dustbin of football this week?
They're at bottom of my list. Yeah. Right. Not talking about him.
Okay.
Right. Bellerin drops big... Oh, I can't... Aubameyang. Hint.
Aubameyang. Oh, what? Because he started following him on Twitter.
Yeah, it's Aubameyang.
Give a fuck.
On his way to Arsenal.
No, bollocks. Well, I can't stand this.
He got dropped the other day.
So did Sanchez. So did Mkhitaryan.
Because they're going somewhere.
Yes, but I don't think he's going to go to Arsenal.
Well, it's on the paper, so it must be true.
Oh, it's in The Sun. It must be true.
No. Tell a lie. It says 60 million. Arsenal don't spend that much on players.
No, exactly. Blimey. What do they pay for Lacazette? Too much, yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
I don't like the whole, he started following him on Twitter. Fuck me, I follow Aubameyang on Twitter. Doesn't mean he's going to come play for my local team.
Never know.
Aubameyang's price tag's worth more than our town. Yeah. Sorry, Mr. Dunkley, if you're listening.
he might go. Do you think he'd do well there?
Where's he going to play? He's a striker. They've got Lacazette, they've got Giroud.
Drew's injured.
Still at the moment, they got Walcott.
Yeah, but he plays up top. I'm guessing they want him to be like an Henry sort of player, but he's a bit more aggressive than him, isn't he? Quick.
He's a bit of a naughty man as well.
Bloody rapid, though, isn't he? That's me.
A bang-yang to Arsenal. I don't see it. Next.
Chelsea and Arsenal looking at Richarlison.
We said this at the start.
Yeah, we said beginning of the season.
He wouldn't last there.
I can't see him at Chelsea. I can see him at Arsenal.
Richarlison.
Yeah, they're looking for nasty players up top.
Fair play to you now. I've got to give you that. You really struggled with his name at the start of the season.
Spot on now, isn't it?
Nailed it.
Yeah. Number 7.
Oh.
Wales appoint Ryan Giggs as successor to Chris Coleman.
Yeah. That was a given. I don't think he should have gone international. I think he should have gone...
I don't think anyone else would give him the chance.
This is the thing, though, isn't it? Now he's got to go international stage and then drop back down to...
Well, he's not going to play a game for how long?
He ain't played for Wales for ages, mate.
Like he said, his aim is to get him into the World Cup.
But then that's the aim of every international manager.
That's 4 years. They've got Euros in between that.
Yeah, it's a stepping stone, isn't it?
Brings
what
gold.
Are you? What are you doing over there?
Is it me?
It's not me.
It's emails this time of morning.
I'm so sorry to inconvenience you in your business life.
Yeah, he's bringing Scholesy in as well as assistant. Possibly.
He wants to. I see that as a conflict of interest.
What, for Scholes?
No, because he's English. See? I said this.
What?
Bring Giggs in at United as number one and Scholes as number two. It's happening. Just and they wear red. I was so close.
Yeah, well, you never know. If he doesn't qualify for the Euros, which he probably won't do now... You never know, it might be available for you.
What, to play?
No.
Oh.
No. Number 8. Tributes pour in for former West Brom centre forward Cyril Regis, who sadly passed away yesterday. Sad one.
Yeah, young as well.
59?
59, yeah.
Yeah. Right. On to the football then. Liverpool versus Man City.
A proper show.
And we could begin with Liverpool Man City. What a shit game that was.
That was terrible, wasn't it?
Awful. Awful, awful game.
Especially for the neutral. I hate both teams. Hate them both, but yeah, what a game. There you go, you found out how to beat City. Attack them.
Yeah, Preston, I saw it on here before the United game come on. The way they play, just pushed them, pressed them really high at the pitch, didn't they?
Plenty of energy. Yeah, close it down. I think it helped that Edison had a bit of an off day.
He did a bit, didn't he?
He had a bit of a few little wobbles here and there. Kicking weren't great.
And Salah and Sane and Firmino, the three of them were first to every single ball, weren't they?
Sane doesn't play for Liverpool.
What's his name?
That's going to get on my nerves.
I muted that. There you go, it's muted now.
Mane? Firmino?
Mane.
Oh, it's close to Sane. I see where you went wrong, mate.
Sane in it. Yeah, Salah, Mane and Firmino.
There you go.
Every ball, weren't they?
It was, yeah. John Stones looked like he was running with a fridge on his back.
God, he did not like that game at all, did he?
No.
He was being bullied, wasn't he?
Yeah, he did. And Sterling. There's a shocker.
Well, he shouldn't have played, I don't think.
No, why not?
He didn't rise to the occasion, did he? Going back to his old place.
There's pills for that.
Should have started Bernardo Silva instead.
He's not getting game time.
Should have played in this game. Robertson, he had a solid game at left back.
He had a good game.
As soon as Bernardo Silva come on, he didn't know how to handle him.
No.
But he was smashing Sterling, wasn't he? Every ball he got to, he was like, I think it was saying, like, you know, you left. Whatever, so I'm going to smash you.
I think that's got nothing to do with it.
I think it has.
Okay.
He smashed him quite a few times.
Did he?
Yeah, smashed him.
Kinky.
But Gomez as well, caught...
he looked quite good going forward.
Going forward, but he was caught out at the back again, wasn't he? Well, the first goal was Chamberlain.
Yes.
Done well, didn't he?
Yeah.
He got star man in the sun.
Did he?
Yeah.
That's why I don't buy that paper.
He got started. I would have given it to Mane.
He was better.
Yeah. I'd have given it to him. Chamberlain's goal was from outside the box, wasn't it?
I remember now. Yeah. But
good goal. There wasn't a bad goal in the game.
No.
Really.
I liked how Liverpool tried to make it competitive at the end when they try and throw away a 4-1 lead.
I thought, here we go.
I had it it's written down in on the cards. I was like, oh, it's going to happen here. It was one of them. I think there was a lad I know. He thought it was going to be 7-1 City. He got 7 goals, right?
Well, after it was 1-0, I thought, oh, they could do this. And then when it went 1-0 with Sane.
I did.
Smashed the ball, didn't he?
Near post, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Again.
What's the goalkeeper's name?
Karius.
Yeah.
See you later, mate. You're gone in the summer.
He's like a Karius bag, wasn't he?
Hey! Flapping about in the wind. But, He just need to get a decent fucking goalkeeper.
What, Oblak from Atletico?
No, I had on the old social the other day, everyone's banging on that they're linked with Alisson, Roma's goalkeeper, Brazil's number one or something. When we thought it was Edison that was Brazil's number one.
Okay, so he's not number one.
Clearly not. Oh, I keep seeing that Martial goal, and it's absolute beautiful. Boom! Sorry. We'll come on to them later, because they're awesome.
As soon as it went 1-0, I thought, that's it, it's going to be City's game now.
Yeah, as soon as City get that foothold, they get that goal under their belt. God, it doesn't matter when we fucking record, I'm always yawning.
1-0 at half-time.
Then shit hit the fan.
Yeah, Liverpool come out fighting, didn't they?
All guns blazing.
I think it's just the way they were closing down. Like at the back, Otamendi, Stones and that, they just didn't know what to do.
Stones had a poor game. Otamendi, I think, could have been sent off.
Kyle Walker didn't know what to do, did he?
He never does.
So the first out of the next, well, it's like, was it 3 goals in like 10 minutes or something like that?
Who for? Liverpool. It was. 9 minutes if you want to get really technical.
Ooh.
Should we just take a moment to appreciate Pog?
Oh, yeah. The second goal then was Roberto Firmino, rather.
Bobby Firmino. Oh, tell me, have you seen that on YouTube?
I'm going to play it at the end.
Brilliant. Thank you. But some dickhead's gone and ruined it for me by releasing a United one.
Oh,
it's shit.
Yeah, don't listen to that.
Just because Chelsea don't have a song.
No, because we don't score goals.
We'll get on to that and all.
He pushed Stones out the way, didn't he?
Yeah.
He just out-muscled him.
Yeah, this is what I'm saying. Stones seemed to be getting the ball and all of a sudden his fridge kind of tripped him up.
It is worrying.
He started struggling.
It is worrying because he's going to be our obviously starting centre-back for England, isn't he?
Yeah.
It's going to be a bit worrying.
But so by the time we meet Brazil, we'll probably be out. I saw, what was the number? I can't remember the exact numbers. It was something like, there's 140 odd days until the World Cup kicks off and 164 before England come home.
Probably about right.
Yeah, that's probably too many.
Was this a little chip off and then hit the post and in for Firmino's?
I can't remember Firmino's goal. I can remember Mane's.
Mane's was the second one.
Mane's was buried in the top corner.
Oh, inch perfect, wasn't it?
No, it weren't. Mane's was the third.
Yeah.
Put your glasses on or move closer to the screen.
Inch perfect.
Yeah. I thought it'd come off the bar, but it didn't. It was absolutely just top bins.
Yeah. Cracker of a goal. His work rate was phenomenal in that game.
It was almost Firmino.
And then what was got Edison doing?
He was unlucky.
He no need to be out there.
But that's what Pep got him for. He's sweeper keeper.
Clear it high.
Yeah, it was far. A bit of a fuck-up kick. Even I can kick better than that, and people that know me know I can't kick.
Straight to Salah.
But from when I first saw that, I thought he's just done a Rooney and he smashed that in.
Yeah.
But it's not until you see the reverse angle, he's actually bent it in.
Mm.
There's a lot of curve on it, and I thought, oh, fair play to you.
Yeah, it's a good goal.
Sort of meant that.
It's a good goal. That was 68th minute. And then Bernardo Silva come on.
No. Oh, sorry, yes it was. I'm reading the wrong thing again.
Bernardo Silva come on. They took Sterling off, who had an awful game.
Yeah, he I don't say
You can edit that. That was a yawn.
I'm not going to say he got found out. I think he's still quite young, isn't he, Sterling? Is he 20?
Yeah, he's 23, isn't he, something like that.
Okay, I don't think he's that young. Is it still going to be the pressure of returning to your boyhood club and there's people on your back? Is that going to affect him?
That's not. Is that his boyhood club then?
Sterling? Sterling come from Liverpool.
Did he?
Yes.
I know he came from Liverpool, but I just wonder if they bought him from somewhere else.
Well, he's young enough, wasn't he?
Yeah.
This is, what, his second, third season at City?
Because he's from London, isn't he?
Oh, okay, I might be mistaken.
QPR. Liverpool bought him from QPR in 2010-11 for £3.6
million. Yeah. Okay. All right. The club that he made his name at then?
Club he never played for.
What, QPR? And they made £4 million off him?
Mm-hmm.
Fair play. That's a good bit of business.
Mm-hmm. He was getting booed. I just don't think he handled it.
Yeah, I think pressure.
And Robertson just had him in his pocket the whole game.
Took him out when he took his keys out, you're saying? Yeah, that was 84th minute, and you think, oh, hold on, if I can get another quick one.
Why didn't he come on?
I think he was injured, wasn't he?
He was on the bench.
Oh, was he?
Yeah.
I think if he might be carrying a knock or something, but they are a different team when he plays.
Yeah. Yeah, him and De Bruyne.
Yeah.
But I think Bernardo Silva should have started in front of
I think he needs to start more games. He should have.
That was a game for him, I think. But then the stoppage time clock come on, like 4 minutes or 5 minutes, whatever it was.
That's just standard.
City just wake up.
Yeah, that's standard.
Like they're asleep the whole game, and then all of a sudden they hear that, and they're like, "Oh, we're gonna play now."
It is. That's what they do. Coming from a United fan, but they score a lot of goals in injury time or right at the end.
Gundogan scored in 91st minute.
Yeah.
And then, right at the end...
Aguero hit the sideline. But he was offside.
What's his name? The commentator...
Pronounce his name.
Niedzwick.
Stoke's assistant manager.
Used to be a Chelsea coach, didn't he?
Oh, did he?
Mm.
Oh, okay. Unfair advantage. I think that's about it. They tried, like you say, as soon as City got that second, and you think, oh, fucking hell, here we go. Just trial Karius, and he'll get found out, and he did, really. You think,
Well, he keeps chopping and changing his goalkeepers, doesn't he?
Stoke have conceded 50 goals this season.
Yeah. Relegated? Yes.
Yeah. Butland's, oh, fucking hell, could you imagine that? That would be an exodus if that lot gets relegated. Sorry, I'm clicking. I was fiddling with the knob on the bottom of my mouth.
Yeah, but anyway. I don't rate that Danilo. He came on early on for Delph. Delph got injured, then carried on. Then he took him off.
I didn't know.
He put Danilo on early. I don't rate him.
No, he doesn't seem to be. They're still waiting for Mendy to come back, aren't they?
Yeah, he was just like, he just didn't seem up for the game.
He does seem a bit time player, doesn't he? He's someone just to fill a gap.
The other players they've got on the bench are youngsters, so no one to bring on. He didn't have a full strength bench.
Oh, starting to get found out. Squad depth.
Wow,
they've got 94 fullbacks, but no other players.
Yeah, Kyle Walker didn't look good in that either, did he? Liverpool's next three fixtures then. Monday, 22nd, and at 8 o'clock kick-off, away to Swansea. Swansea doing all right.
I'm listening, mate. I'm just reading at the same time. Go on.
Saturday, 27th, 7:45 kick-off at home to West Brom in the FA Cup. I think they have to be on point with that one, because I think that would be quite a tough game.
Could
West
be.
West Brom at home.
Well, if they picked up their first win in 21.
It's another late kickoff for them. And then Tuesday the 30th, 8 o'clock kickoff away to Huddersfield.
Oof.
Yeah. Bit,
get your air miles there.
Mm.
Or your road.
City's next three fixtures.
That's stupid easy.
City's next three fixtures then, Saturday the 20th of January.
Yeah.
5:30 kickoff.
Fuck, man. You then, literally got one job in this. Except for
that's live on BT Sports.
That's obvious.
Tuesday the 23rd of January, they've got the second leg of the Caribou Cup with Bristol City away at Ashton Gate. And then Saturday the 28th of January, they have, it's to be confirmed, their FA Cup game at 4 o'clock. I don't know who they got for that.
4 o'clock on a Saturday?
Yeah. That's right, it's on there.
4 o'clock on a Saturday, not 4 o'clock on a Sunday.
Sunday.
You're fucking useless at this. And you ain't even had a beer.
I ain't got my glasses on.
You're sat 5 inches away from exactly. The screen.
Yeah, Sunday the 28th then, to be confirmed.
So, out of those three fixtures,
yeah,
you got one right.
Bristol game.
Well done, you. You little fucking pickle.
Yeah. I don't know. That Bristol game, I think, is the toughest one. What do you think?
Biggest potential banana skin.
I'm not sure they've got in the FA Cup at the replays. The replays are this week. Is it Huddersfield? I'm going to say Huddersfield.
No, I can't remember and I can't be bothered to look.
All in all, quite a good game.
But I did read in our tabloid paper, Pepe's starting to become slightly concerned with the potential of the quadruple. Because he's still in all competitions. He thinks that's starting to weigh on his players' minds.
It's up to him to distract them. And then,
it's what he's paid for.
Yeah. That's what they're for, isn't it? To win four trophies. Is it not?
Yeah. Got to do it.
Yeah.
No, that will come up later on. I don't know how I'm going to get that in, but I've got to tell a story. But go on. I'll read it out to you. I'll find it on my phone. All right, what's next?
Bournemouth versus Arsenal.
Brilliant. That's a perfect segue for my story. You crack on with that and I'll find the story.
Bournemouth 2, Arsenal 1.
Fan-fucking-tastic.
You watch?
I have another Arsenal friend. I'm not sure if he listens either. Or the other one does. Right, where's my story? This you won't believe this. This is phenomenal. Let me find it. Right, you crack on with Arsenal. Where are you? There it is. Do you want me to start with this? Because I found it now.
Go on.
Right, I think this was taken out of Anelka's book.
Nicholas, he wrote a book?
I think he gave input.
Okay, ghostwriter.
Shall I read it all?
Go on.
It's quite a big segment.
Go on.
It's probably half the book.
Go on.
My career at Arsenal was going from strength to strength until the day I crossed Vieira.
Hang on, that's not French.
Really, we're going to cross that on, are we? Who was better known in the Arsenal dressing room as Lelong.
Right.
I was playing against Fulham at Highbury and I remember receiving the ball from Bergkamp, then rounding the keeper with ease, and with the goal wide open, somehow managing to screw the ball wide in the last minute. I think I remember that game. It only happened because the sun was in my eyes.
Okay.
Fantastic. Great excuse. It wasn't my fault. Anyway, Vieira gave me the glare and I knew I was in trouble. Afterwards in the showers, he tore into me. Take that as you will.
Yeah.
And I just snapped. I knew I shouldn't have, but I called him a lanky-limbed bobcat. Oh, no. What is that? Boom. Bombler card.
Okay. He said what races, but
probably. At first, he stared at me with his hollow eyes. Then, wham!
He didn't.
Just like that, he slapped me across the face with his penis. Just once, but it knocked me back a few steps. If he's whacking him in his face with his penis when he stood up, holy fuck! It was like being struck with a wet kipper. No one could believe what they saw. Can you imagine how embarrassing it is to be smacked across the inch with a 14-inch pork sword in front of you? In front of your teammates? It was the worst moment of my life. No one said anything for what seemed an eternity. The silence was only broken when Ashley Cole asked, "Is it my turn?" It was then I knew I had to leave. When Wenger found out he had done what he had done, he merely high-fived him and shouted, "That's why he's my captain. Pow! Look at that thing."
Oh, the camaraderie.
More to the point, how does he wear a pair of shorts if it's 14 inches long?
He's a tall lad.
But shorts are shorts for a reason.
He's probably got like a 28-inch thigh bone.
It's probably wrapped around him like a belt.
Yeah, it's probably small in comparison to his body.
Okay, we'll go with that.
He's got long thigh bones.
Basically, Vieira slapped a Nicholas Anelka around the face with his 14-inch dong. Hashtag that fucker. Anyway, back to the proper stuff. Thank you, Vieira, you've made my day.
Don't think I can go on.
Anelka couldn't, his Arsenal career was done after being smacked in the chops.
To travel the world. In the first half then, Maitland-Niles hitting the bar. You see that?
No, I didn't see this game. I didn't see anything of this game, sorry.
He was, after that, he looked really bright, and then after that he was really exposed. Arsenal tends to play the ball through Iwobi.
He's getting a lot of game time, isn't he?
Yeah. I thought he got done for partying out too late or something like that.
Oh, that was the FA Cup game, wasn't it?
FA Cup
when Forrest dumped him out. He was out partying until the morning. Yeah. And then he looked a bit on the following day.
Bournemouth had a potential penalty claim. But Bellerin scored in the 52nd minute.
Just to take you back there, did he start as a 3-4-3?
Who?
Wenger. I'm just looking at the team sheet. Hector Bellerin.
Yeah, they're wing backs, aren't they?
But then I don't see that as a wing back. You play wing backs, you start five at the back, then play three midfield.
I said that when I come up on the screen as well. I thought, why is he printing? But then it's Bellerin and Leighton Niles on the other side, isn't it?
Yeah, but then that only leaves two in the middle.
Yeah.
That's why they lost, because it's a shit formation.
Bellerin scored at the beginning of the second half. Lovely weighted ball from Iwobi, taking out Bournemouth defenders, leaving Bellerin space to slot home the goal.
Where have you copy and pasted that from?
My own words.
I call bullshit.
No, it really are.
What's he got around his neck?
Very much.
Whee!
70th minute, Wilson with a goal. Great ball across goal from Ryan Fraser from the wing. Wilson cut across the goal and stabbed the ball home into the net.
You sound like a journalist. I don't like you, cunt. You're reading this off a screen. You've disappointed me. Just because we're not sat in a pub with a beer doesn't mean you can get all professional. Go on. Let's hear Jordan Ibe's wonder goal miraculously described by your glorious words written on a screen.
74th minute. 4 minutes later.
Good math.
Yeah. Ibe scored his first ever goal for Bournemouth.
Is it his first goal?
Yes.
I like Jordan Ibe. He's quite handy. Someone else likes that Lanzini on the telly at the moment. He's decent.
Record signing, wasn't he, for Bournemouth at the time as well?
From Liverpool?
Was it 15 mil?
Something it was like about that.
Ball played over from deep towards Wilson. Wilson brings it down, but struggles to control it. Then the ball rolls towards Jordan Ibe, who strikes it first time through Chet's legs into the net.
I prefer it when you're more like less organised. It sounds better. This whole organised you doesn't suit you.
Jack Wilshere returned to Bournemouth.
He did.
Yeah, didn't play well.
Didn't play well when he was at Bournemouth.
No, he didn't. So nothing changed.
No.
And it's Bournemouth's first ever win over Arsenal.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Couldn't come at a better time.
Yeah.
Arsenal fans losing their shit that Sanchez is going to...
Well, he wasn't even on the bench, was he?
Did you see that social? Have you seen that on the social? So, on Twitter. Someone tweeted, all these Arsenal fans losing their shit that they're losing Sanchez to a rival club. No, you're not. He's going Man United, not Burnley. Pop.
Have it. I think Bournemouth wanted it more, really.
That was me clicking my thing again.
Yeah, leave it alone.
Sorry. If it's there, I like to play with it.
They pressed Arsenal out of the pitch. They just wanted it more, really. But Arsenal's left-hand side is really weak.
Yeah.
Leighton Niles. I don't rate
him. I've never even heard of him. I'm not going to lie.
No, he's... I don't rate him.
Is it because he's English?
Yeah, probably. And Rob Holding.
Oh,
well.
I was going to break the wall then, but I held back.
Rob Holding at the back.
Don't rate him.
No, English. They bought him from Bolton for $2 million.
Yeah, that was last season.
Yeah, he only paid 26 games for Bolton. One season they bought him for that. Not a Premiership player.
How much?
He played 26 games.
Yeah, but how much did they pay?
$2 million.
$2 million?
Yeah.
You're making a Moulton out of that?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, he's not a Premier League player, is he?
£2 million? Give a flying fuck. That's nothing in these days. I think that's what Pep carries around in his wallet.
Wow. It's Wenger being a cheapskate again, isn't it, really?
Yeah.
All the players they could have bought in. At the back as well.
Could have had Zlatan. That's another great story.
What?
You not hear that?
No.
They offered... Wenger had the chance to sign him fucking donkeys ago. And they offered him a trial. And he said, Zlatan doesn't do trials. You either sign me or you don't. And Wenger went, all right, do that. What a dick. Just give the bloke a... Yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
Arsenal lost.
3 points well deserved to Bournemouth.
Yeah. Mid-table team.
Arsenal's next three fixtures in.
You are well to organise. I'm not used to this.
Saturday, 20th of January.
Oh, don't like. Just don't do the dates because you it up.
They're right, these ones.
Oh, you said that about the City one.
They play Palace.
Ooh.
3 o'clock kickoff.
Where?
At home.
Yeah.
Wednesday, 24th, they got Chelsea in the League Cup second leg.
Carabao.
Mm-hmm.
Or carrier bag, pronounce it.
Yep.
Spit it out, I know.
It's 0-0 first leg.
That's got thriller written all over it.
Yeah. 8 o'clock kickoff on that one.
I'll be watching that.
Then Tuesday the 30th, Swansea in the Premier League.
Oh,
because
Jesus.
They're not in the FA Cup.
Why is that?
Because they got beat by Forest.
Yeah.
Swansea, bloody hell, they got a tough run in, didn't they?
Boom.
Bournemouth's next three fixtures. They got Wigan in the FA Cup on Wednesday.
Oh, yeah.
They got West Ham on Saturday, 3 o'clock kickoff.
That'd be a good game.
And
6-pointer.
Chelsea on Wednesday, the 31st of January at 7:45.
Oh, they better get some points in quick then.
They could do what they did to Arsenal, really.
I doubt it.
Yeah, well done, Bournemouth.
Yeah. Eddie Howe, you just beat your next club.
They call them mini Arsenal.
Do they?
Bournemouth, yeah.
That's a bit harsh, isn't it?
Yeah, I know.
I like Bournemouth. Well, it's a nice place to go.
They beat them, so they're not mini anymore, are they?
Stag do.
Man United versus Stoke.
Yeah!
I didn't watch it. Well,
we're awesome.
Semi watched it just now.
Semi's quite good for you.
Go on.
Go on, what? You watched it?
No, I didn't. I didn't have glasses on.
We were fan. Yeah, well, sitting that close to the screen, you can't see anything. Glasses ain't going to help you. 3-0, flattering scoreline. I don't know. Is that not cold yet?
Yeah.
That's disgusting. That's why you complain about coffee, mate, because you let it go cold.
It's nice. It's
like drinking an ashtray. Slightly flattering. I don't know. Stoke had their chances.
Didn't take them.
Stephen Ireland could have had two.
Yeah, not game fit, is he?
Didn't he have a pink Range Rover at one point?
I don't know.
I'm sure he had some elaborate coloured car.
Where did he come from? Villa?
He was somewhere before. No, he's City, wasn't he?
City, yeah.
He's well travelled.
City, Villa.
No, he plays for Stoke.
Stoke. That way around? Or was it... It wasn't Villa to City, was it? He started at City, didn't he?
Yep. Going through a tunnel, losing signal. Yeah. Anyway, he should have scored two. But then that still was after Tony's wonder goal.
Tony.
Antonio Valencia. Yeah. Sorry, I've got to get fucking political with you.
Yeah.
Cuts the onside with his left peg.
His left.
Lefty.
Not his right this time.
No, not his right.
He left. He has one.
Yeah, surprisingly enough. And left old Butler no chance. Stuck that well away in the bins. I'm starting to feel a bit sorry for Butland now. It's not doing his CV any good. He's conceded 50 goals this season.
Well, at least he'd be going for cheap, wouldn't he?
What, when they get relegated?
Will he go to Liverpool?
I could see him at Liverpool or Arsenal.
If he goes to Liverpool, he could be another David James.
He would look terrible in a white suit.
And an afro.
I don't know. I do see him at a top... I was going to say a top four club, but then Arsenal ain't in there, are they?
Yeah. He was linked with Chelsea if Courtois left, but...
I don't know. Does he get as much publicist? Oh, that's the wrong word.
I think if he got some clean sheets...
I've got a Primark, put him up for about £8. No, he's...
Arsenal?
I think so. I think I can see him at Arsenal.
Depends who the next manager will be, wouldn't it, really, at Arsenal?
Yeah.
Eddie Howe might pick him up.
I think he'd pick him up. Like I say, if they get relegated, they're going to go either going to go cheap, aren't they? He's not going to make any massive profit on Butland.
It cost him a fair bit, though, didn't he?
Yeah. It was a fair way. Where'd he come from?
Oh, God.
No, don't worry about it. We'll... But he's conceded way too many goals anyway.
Yep.
Start of the show. I think for United was an easy one as well. The £89 million waste, which is Pogba.
Yeah, what a waste of money he was.
Yeah, he didn't look at all good. But before we go raving about it, we've got to remember it was against Stoke City.
Yeah.
But he does have the most assists.
The manager wasn't there though, was he?
Least games. Yes, he was. He was in the stands. So, but Pogba showed up. It was nice. Set up Martial's goal.
Butland only cost 3.5 million from Birmingham.
I was going to say Birmingham. Yeah, that's where Joe Hart was as well, wasn't it?
They sent him on loan to Barnsley, Leeds and Derby before bringing him back.
Okay. No, it weren't Hart, was it? It was Schmeichel was at Birmingham, wasn't he? He done a stint at Birmingham.
Casper.
Yeah.
He's been everywhere, hasn't he?
All right.
Casper.
No need to run his name through the mud. But Martial's goal from just outside the box on the 38th minute was a peach.
That was good.
It was a good goal. It was just no follow through whatsoever. Just sweetly struck, bent, power, everything. Butland, no chance again.
No.
So, and then Pogba again. Oh, no, it weren't. It was Martial that assisted Lukaku, wasn't it? For the first time this season, I'm going to be able to say, great first touch from Lukaku.
When was the last time he scored?
Who?
Lukaku.
Against Stoke last night.
Previous to that match.
He scored two headers back to back. I can't remember. Not the last game, probably the game before
he's
that.
He's not back to the way he was at the beginning of the season.
He's not clinical, no. But good strength, good first touch.
I think he'll come good again.
Buried it low. Bring in Sanchez. Yeah, why not?
There's no way he's not going to with Pogba behind him, and that is he really?
Once Pogba... No, they're BFFs. That was going to be a... No, I can't even go there.
What? Three easy 3 points for United. Well, no.
Yeah, it was almost a canter. I mean, Stoke should have...
comfortable.
It looked comfortable, but it shouldn't have been because Stoke should have taken their chances and made a game of it. But
like we said at the top of the show, I don't think Lambert's going to make much of a difference to that defence, is he?
Nah.
Really?
Nah.
No, he's got a lot of good players. There was a one of the new signings. I don't know who signed him. It must have been Mark Hughes. They played him straight away in that game at right back.
Oh, did they?
Yeah, I don't know who it was, but played him straight away.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I can't see him making a difference. United's next three fixtures then. They've got Burnley in the FA Cup on Saturday 20th.
Oh, that's not a given.
On Friday the 20th...
Just don't do the
no,
dates.
Sorry, no,
you can't do dates.
Sorry, Burnley in the Premier League.
Right.
And then the Friday the 26th, this is a Friday, they've got Yeovil.
Oh, that's FA Cup.
8 o'clock, yeah.
That's not pleasant.
Away at Yeovil.
Oof, on a Friday?
It's on telly. And then Wednesday...
Dave's from Yeovil.
Yeah, will he be going?
I highly doubt it because he hates Man United.
I would have gone.
What, because you hate Man United?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, if your local team's playing a Premier League team, you'd go, wouldn't you?
That's never going to happen here.
Dover play Palace.
Oh, yeah.
Mm.
Okay. Triangulating our location again.
Wednesday the 31st, they got Tottenham.
Oh, yeah, big one with Matty.
It's on BT. BT got that one. 8 o'clock kickoff.
On a Wednesday.
Yeah.
At
Wembley.
Ugh.
Wembley Stadium. Stoke. This is Lambert's next three fixtures. Then they got Huddersfield, Watford, and Bournemouth.
Oh, that's a big three games.
I think they're out of the FA Cup as well. So they've got two at home and then Bournemouth away.
Ooh, that'll make or break their season. They've got to take at least
7 points from that, haven't they?
I was going to say six.
I think they need to get two wins and a draw, really.
Yeah,
really.
Especially
against Bournemouth.
They can't drop points against those three. Watford are on the slide. Huddersfield are having a bit of a squeaky bum time.
Especially after Bournemouth just won against Arsenal.
Exactly. They'll be bouncing, won't they?
Right. Huddersfield versus West Ham United.
This one come out of the blue.
It's a good one, wasn't it?
Weren't expecting this.
It's a good one. Is it one or at half time?
One all at half time? Was it one all at half time? It may well have been. It was one all at half time.
One all at half time.
Yes, it was one all at half time because Huddersfield was still coming out of the tunnel when Arnautovic scored. That bloke is impressing me now. I did text you the other night and I don't think you replied to me.
No.
Prick.
Lanzini and Arnautovic, isn't it? Their partnership's awesome.
The stats were just on the screen a minute ago, weren't they?
Mm.
Under Moyes, they've been rejuvenated.
Mm. Well, they've been playing. Them two haven't been playing under Bilic. Not enough.
No. I mean, it was Bilic that brought in and Arnautovic, wasn't it?
Yeah, was it 25 mil?
Something like that.
Yeah, they're impressive, them two up top.
Up top, he looks quality, especially with Carroll going to Chelsea. Dog shit. Utter dog shit.
Cracking partnership. Communication area at the back for West Ham's first goal.
You're way too organised. It worries me that you know more about this than I do this week.
This was the goal kick. The goal kick. Did you see it?
No. I probably did.
Huddersfield didn't know what to do. They play out from the back.
Oh, yeah. And he got shut down.
Yeah. Why the keeper just, like, they're pushing him so high. Why didn't he just boot it long?
Exactly. He's trying to give it to a centre-half and he got caught out by Noble. I know it. I know it. I just act dumb. It's not just a look.
And the keeper starts throwing his arms around after it all went wrong. Well, just boot it long. Just
oof it. Give a fuck what the manager says. No one cares.
The two West Ham players marking the two either by the corner flags. Noble was hovering.
That's good man management for Moyes because he's obviously done his research.
Yeah, they don't know what to do, Huddersfield.
No, they have to play out
from the back, and that's it.
Yeah, that seems to me that they're screamed in one mode.
That's why their passing touches stats are so high, isn't it? Touches and passes.
I nodded, sorry.
Yeah. But it was Joe Lolley, wasn't it, with the mistake with that one.
Joe Lolley.
But then he come up with the... Joe Lolley made up for his error at the back of a lovely curled effort cutting inside the box.
Beautiful.
Made up for it. Huddersfield asleep after kickoff then.
I don't think they even come out.
It's not the first time it's happened though, is it? And then Marko Arnautović with the goal.
Yeah, lump up from the back. Good first touch. Done his work. Done what he gets paid for.
Yeah.
But he is impressing me now. He's looking good.
And that partnership will terrorise most defence, wouldn't it? Defences in the Premier League, really.
Well, from yeah.
But quick. he does go to sleep quickly though, doesn't he?
Arnautović switches off.
Yeah. But he's got that free role though, isn't he, up top now?
It does seem, yeah. Just go out there and do what you want to do.
And Moyes is now in the 200 club, isn't he? 200 wins in the Premier League.
Well done him.
Yeah, good for him. Good comfortable win, wasn't it, really?
Yeah.
First half wasn't.
No, 1-0 at half time, but then, like I say, I think that quick goal in the second half changed it all, didn't it?
I think that's happened to Huddersfield a lot all through the season. That second half, they just turn off.
Yeah.
Huddersfield's next three fixtures then. They've got Birmingham in the FA Cup replay. The date's to be confirmed.
Because you can't get it right?
No, it's to be confirmed.
Okay.
Then they've got Stoke away at Stoke on the Saturday. And then on the Tuesday, they've got Liverpool.
Ooh.
On BT.
That's not pretty.
No.
Oh, well. Good luck with that.
West Ham.
Where are we going?
Right. West Ham's next three fixtures then. They've got Shrewsbury in the FA Cup replay on Tuesday.
That should never be in a replay.
That's
but
today,
yeah.
isn't it?
What?
16th is today.
Yeah, it is today, mate.
Yeah, today. And then they've got Bournemouth on the Saturday and then Palace on the Tuesday.
They should win all three of them.
They have to win, though, to put a bit of distance between themselves, don't they?
Yeah, really. And the bottom.
Tottenham versus Everton.
Everton were just shit.
Tosson made his debut for Everton and nearly got an assist for Rooney right at the beginning of the game.
But didn't. Allowed. But didn't.
No, it didn't. And Big Sam's return to Wembley.
Awkward.
He won last time he was at Wembley, though.
Walked in with a briefcase. Yeah, no.
He walked just around and said, oh, the memories.
The one time I was here. Yeah, from what I saw, they didn't trouble Lloris, and that was it.
No. Well, yeah, Tottenham. In loads of space on the far side, not picked up at all. I don't think Son was either, was he?
This bloke is underrated.
Son, without him, Tottenham don't work.
He's
I know Harry Kane scores the goals.
He's the first. I am sure I heard the stat. He's the first player in 21 years to score in five consecutive games.
Is he?
I'm sure that. But then I was like, well, Harry Kane must have done that.
Yeah, well, he's top goal scorer by a mile, and you know.
Yeah, but he doesn't score every game. He'll score two or three and then go drought.
That's about 75 shots a game, though, didn't he?
Well, yeah, but I'm sure I heard that. Someone get in touch and tell me if I'm right on that.
Yeah, simple tapping for some for the first. It was all tap-ins, weren't they? Balls across the box.
Oh, Kane tried to miss his second, didn't he?
His studs
all bubbled up over the top, didn't it? Good goal from Eriksen. Another lad that's underrated. So, I mean, if Coutinho is going for 140 million, I think Eriksen's worth that, if not a little less. He's got better stats, and he's consistent, isn't he, Eriksen?
I said, could he end up at Barca?
I don't think he's a Barca player.
No. Kenny really struggled in this game, didn't he?
Mm. Yeah.
He's done really well previous matches. He just looked like a kid in that game.
Yeah. Really, I didn't think Ali had much of an input again.
Mm. He done what he was meant to do.
He got an assist. I know he got an assist late on for Eriksen. But at the same time, do you think if you base the England squad on performances this season, consistent performances, I don't think he should go.
No.
On the plane.
Well, the England players that played this weekend, they didn't play very well either.
It's not been a good week for England players.
The third goal, then ball low into the box from Dyer, which was a good one across, and tapping from Kane.
Yeah,
the Everton defenders just switched off. They switched off from low crosses.
Yeah,
like Holgate and all the young players. Holgate, really, they didn't know what to do today.
He's kind of shaky. Last couple of games, wasn't it? Against Liverpool, he was poor. He was poor in this game as well.
Victor Wanyama come back as well.
Nice to see him back. Yeah,
and Everton all over the place for the fourth. Too much space. Little flicks sending Everton the wrong way.
Yeah,
and Eriksen with the finish. Great goal.
I just worry that I think Tottenham don't have the strength in depth as the other big teams.
And these are the stats then for the game. Spurs with 20 attempts on goal compared to Everton's 77.
That was just Kane.
10 on target for Spurs, none on target for Everton.
I told you.
None at all.
Try and trouble Lloris, he'll concede a goal. He's their weak link.
And Harry Kane became Tottenham's top Premier League goal scorer of all time with 98 goals above Teddy Sheringham, Robbie Keane and Defoe.
That's mad.
Yeah.
And he's only 24.
Yeah. Well, it's all right, he'd be gone next year.
Right, go to Madrid, won't he?
For 300 mil.
Yeah. Silly pennies.
Not looking forward to that fight.
No, I'll watch it, but I think Parker could do him, you know?
Parker versus Joshua.
I think he'll do him. I think Parker will beat him.
Mm.
All right.
Tottenham's next three fixtures then. They've got Southampton That's on telly, that's on Sky.
Mm.
Newport County in the FA Cup.
Ooh, nice.
At Newport.
Ooh.
That should be on BBC or something, that game, shouldn't it, surely?
Probably.
And then Man United on the Wednesday.
At Wembley.
Yeah.
Biggie.
Yeah. Everton's three fixtures. They've got West Brom, Leicester, and Arsenal.
Ooh.
On the Saturday, the 3rd of February. They've got a big gap between their games, haven't they?
Hmm.
No FA Cup then for them.
Clearly.
Live on BT Sport, the Arsenal game. That'd be a good game, that one. Mid-table teams battling it out.
Love it. Little dig.
Right, and now we're going to head to our breeze games. Watford versus Southampton.
The garbage bin of football.
Yeah. First of the lot, Watford versus Southampton.
Watford, Southampton.
2-2. Unlucky Southampton.
Goals, yeah.
Unlucky Southampton.
James Ward-Prowse with a brace. Like that. That was handball. That should have been 2-1 Southampton. I've just remembered it. Sorry. That was excitable, wasn't it? Do you remember that? This is the game that I said VAR would have saved them.
Oh, Decore.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cheating bastard.
Doing well with my names today.
You are, mate. Yeah. Maybe the coffee and beer combination ain't the right thing for you.
Yeah, James Ward-Prowse with the opening, first of the season.
He goes and gets another one on.
Yeah, 23rd minute. Then 44th minute with the second.
That is a lot of bookings. 5 bookings. 4 in the second half.
Tadic looked up for this game, didn't he?
Mm.
When he looks up for a game, Southampton play really well. He's
their
version of Son for
Spurs.
Or
Tottenham.
Yeah,
this should be. We'll breeze it, but Southampton should have won that 2-1.
Yeah, Gray, 58th minute.
Cheat.
First goal at Vicarage Road.
Really?
Yeah, 58th minute.
Yeah.
And then Decore in the final minute equalised for Watford, flicking the ball into the box. Deeney with the header back towards the box. And then Decore bundles it across the line.
With his hand. Ball. Well, definitely he took it round the keeper with his hand.
Yeah. Yeah.
Disappointing officiating.
Yeah. Southampton just switched off in the second half, but the VAR would have changed that.
Exactly. I think, yeah.
It wasn't that...
Hard luck, Southampton. Like, you got riddled there.
I said the other day with the Arsenal game and that the Arsenal-Chelsea game, they used it in that, but they should have used it in the City-Brighton.
Oh, yeah, you were crying about it not being fair, yeah.
Yeah, because always it's not fair.
Okay.
But they got to do it throughout the season and they can't just use it in the odd game.
Okay.
Next game, then.
Next game.
West Brom versus Brighton.
Big 3 points for West Brom.
First win in the Premier League for Pardew.
First win in 21 for West Brom.
Awful.
That is appalling, isn't it?
Johnny Evans scored the opener.
He was brilliant in this game.
Yeah, just driven up his price a little bit, hasn't he?
A little bit. Not that he's worth 30 million anyway, but...
Arsenal or City, I doubt he'll go to City.
I don't see he'll go to Arsenal.
Probably stay at West Brom.
He worked hard for his header.
As well, didn't he?
Yeah.
That's just his second goal of the season. Glenn Murray, possible handball. West Brom, second came from Dawson. Another heady goal from a corner. Back to the old West Brom.
Yeah, lump it forward, stick it on my head. We'll practice headering.
Brighton have conceded a league high of 16 goals from set pieces this season.
I was going to say, they're vulnerable at set pieces, aren't they?
And the Hawthorns was buzzing in that game.
That's a bad time, isn't it?
But then this game was marred by Jay Rodriguez.
Oh, making silly comments, wasn't he?
Yeah, he pinched his nose or something.
Yeah, he's
in the paper.
Yeah, he's being investigated by the FA, isn't he?
Potential conduct?
Yeah, probably. That's why you put your hand across your mouth, mate, so you can't see what they were saying.
Next game, Palace versus Burnley.
This is a bit of a turn-up.
I would have said Burnley, but...
That's why we don't bet, mate.
Yeah, the last time these sides met, De Boer, this was De Boer's final game in charge for Palace.
Oh, was it?
Yeah. But Sacco, he's knife looked lively since he's come back, isn't he?
Yeah, he's a reformed man.
He's transformed that front three, isn't he, really? I know Benteke's not scoring, but...
Yeah, that's because he...
Jarra on one side, Sacco on the other, and Benteke through the middle. So
I genuinely thought you said Salah, then.
Front three would transform Arsenal.
Well, yeah.
Wouldn't it? Really would.
Probably all get in at the moment and all.
Really would. Sacco scores on the 21st minute. and that was his fourth goal in seven games in all comps.
That's a good return.
Yeah.
Well, for someone like at Palace, I thought it's decent.
Yeah, it's Sakho just come from outside the box and drove it past Bardsley.
Oh, drove it right across him, didn't he?
Powerful shot right
bottom
across,
corner.
Yeah.
Yeah, good goal. Well taken.
Burnley have not won in 48 Premier League games when conceding the first goal under Dyche.
Really?
Yeah.
That
yeah.
shit.
If I'd known that, I would have bet on that.
If I'd known that's that bad, isn't it? 48. Yeah. They can't come from behind then. That weren't even supposed to be a euphemism.
Oh, dear.
It's quite a good one, though, wasn't it?
Yeah, brilliant sliding save as well from Ben. Is it Ben May?
From who? Oh, Ben Mee.
Ben Mee, yeah.
Yeah. Dude.
Wayne Hennessy played well in that as well.
I think he's the only player in the Palace scene, like, if you think mid-table, he'd probably try and replace.
Yeah. Yeah.
But I think that might be a bit harsh, but I don't mind.
Charlie Taylor shouldn't have been booked.
That's what I'm here for.
What did he do? The Burnley left back.
I didn't see it.
He sort of bundled Zaha off the pitch and he went into the camera.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
But he booked him for it. Oh, right. He shouldn't have been booked at all.
Have you seen that? The referee against Nantes in the French league. He fell over and he booked the player and sent him off because he tripped him up. Yeah, the referee kicked him and then sent him off for you fucking bellend.
I don't think he kicked him. I think he just tripped him up. He said it was instinct.
Yeah, no, the referee kicked him.
Yeah, I know. The referee turned around and said that it was instinct.
If it was instinct, mate, you'd have a player's kit on, not a fucking black one, you twat.
The player ran into him, knocked him over, and he was just on the floor. The referee was on the floor. He lifted his leg up.
That's bollocks.
And kicked
fucking
him.
Fucking twat. Don't book him for that. It was a coming together of the player.
He's been suspended now, hasn't he?
What, the ref?
Yeah.
I'm not surprised.
Sakho become Palace's top goal scorer in the Premier League this season. That was his first 90 minutes completed as well of the season.
Oh, well done you.
Newcastle versus Swansea. 1-1.
Boring.
Darlow back in goal.
Yeah.
After what's his name? Elliot.
He's trying to
clean sheets.
It was almost like a premonition.
Gone.
Have you seen who Newcastle have been linked with? Pepe Reina. Mentioned him last week.
From Napoli.
Yeah, mentioned him last week, but apparently Benitez is trying to bring him in.
He follows him like a bad smell.
It's like Nico Crenshaw and Harry Redknapp.
Yeah.
Where I go, you'll go.
Yeah. There's a big call for Swansea in the first half, a handball. Yeah, it was a good shout for handball.
Yeah.
Maybe VAR.
Oh,
maybe.
I don't want to bring VAR in.
No, just
human error is the best thing we've got.
Just ruins it, doesn't it, I think. Because it just takes away the questioning. Jordan Ayew scores the 60th minute from a good cross into the box. Ayew gets his head to it. Darlow with a great save, and then he's there for the rebound.
Boom. Oh, Sanchez not on the bench again. Shocker.
Yeah, second one then. Shelby, great ball into the box again. You see it?
Yeah.
Pinged it from deep.
Yeah.
Back in towards Perez. He looks as though he's going to shoot. But it's deflected back to the substitute Josselu.
Yep.
And he's like a scuff shot right across the goal and just P-rolled in. That's someone we didn't mention for Arsenal. Walcott, that just come on the telly.
Leaving.
To Everton for 20 million.
To Everton?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, because Big Sam wants him to be his Harry Kane.
Yeah.
What's my phone doing?
Wrong type of player for Harry Kane. Yeah. I don't think either of these two teams. I don't think Swansea are going to stay up. The new manager's done well though. Since he's come back, Swansea do look a different team.
Slightly better, but not good enough.
No, and Newcastle need to spend. Don't they? I think Perez.
They need to get their board in order first, and owners.
Yeah. I think Perez could become a quite good player.
Potential.
Yeah, he's got a bit of potential. Then final game then of the weekend.
There's more?
Cool. Chelsea versus Leicester.
Oh, when you say game.
Yeah. Leicester haven't won at the Bridge since 2000.
Still ain't now.
They had more chances than Chelsea.
Did they?
Yeah.
Chelsea's looking shit, mate.
Yeah, Courtois kept him in it. We had her from Ndidi.
Ndidi.
Yeah.
Did you say three games without scoring now?
Yeah. 3-0 on the bounce. That's the first time
even
in Chelsea's
Lukaku
history.
Scored more than that.
First time in Chelsea's history.
Jeebus.
Yeah.
That's not good, mate.
No. Chelsea do not like being pressed high at the pitch. Like City. Not that we're like City.
No, you're nothing like City.
Mahrez had a penalty claim.
Is he off?
No, he reckon, Pure reckons he'd be cost 100 million in the summer.
Ridiculous.
Well, he said if he went, if Coutinho's worth 100, whatever it is, he said he's worth 100. Yeah, Vardy and Mahrez, they just rang Chelsea ragged. Vardy bullied that Chelsea's back line.
But he didn't score?
No, he didn't score. Chilwell sent off, second yellow in the 68th minute.
For Leicester?
And that was the first red card of 2018.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
And you still didn't beat a 10-man Leicester?
No, 68th minute.
Your shit.
And Kasper Schmeichel made his one of his first saves in the stoppage time.
Really?
Free kick from
Leicester. Oh, yeah, I remember that. That was... Yeah, he got down well to it, though, didn't he?
Yeah.
Got across, concentration. Yeah. Key thing
Leicester
for a goalkeeper.
We're unlucky to... not win that. Chelsea fans were leaving early. Don't blame
them. Oh, could this be the end of Conte?
Conte turned around and said the Chelsea players look tired.
Oh, Christ. Excuse. But
he played the same team he has done for those three games that we've drawn. But he's got Willian on the bench and Pedro on the bench. Why not start him?
They both scored the last time they played, didn't they?
What's wrong with playing Batshuayi? I know he's not keen on him. Play him if the others are tired.
If Morata's not scoring.
Yeah. Yeah, first time in Chelsea's history they've drawn three consecutive 0-0s. It's the fourth draw in a row.
And you ain't got Mourinho in charge.
Yeah. Yeah. It's awful.
That is.
And now they're linked with lots of Andy Carroll. Barclays.
That's desperate, mate.
He's in there to pad, really, because they're. He needs someone.
I like the new graphics on Sky Sports.
Yeah, someone's done something with Photoshop, hasn't it?
Someone's got some time on their hands.
Yeah.
I don't like the United one. That's shit. That's quite good. I like them.
Bit over the top, innit?
Yeah. Way.
Right, the Premier League movers and shakers then.
Movers and the shakers?
Yeah. Brighton dropped four places from 12th down to 16th.
This is too organised. This is way too organised.
Newcastle dropped three places from 13th to 15th.
I feel like I should be wearing a shirt and tie and have a briefcase in my hand.
Huddersfield dropped three places from 11th to 14th, and Chelsea dropped one place from 4th to 3rd. Bastard. On goal difference, look. There's a table.
Did you have a busy weekend, mate?
There's a table.
Did you have a busy weekend?
No.
Yeah, clearly.
On the way up then, Bournemouth climbed three places, Palace climbed two, West Ham four from 11th to from 15th to 11th, up to 11th place.
Loving that.
And Liverpool go to third.
Southampton still down there.
21.
Do you mean Stoke win their next game? Southampton are in the bottom three.
Yep.
Oh, that ain't good.
That Swansea clawed it back up as well. Look, 17.
17. I'll tell you. Look.
Up to 20th.
Look at that. 15th. 15th. Because Stoke could jump to 15th place. Who have they got to play?
Mate. Yeah, oh, he's just on there, isn't he?
That's before the United game then? Yeah, that's before the United game. So they've gone backwards on themselves. So I retract all that.
Add three to their, minus three to their goal difference then.
Yeah, so they're still in the bottom three. And United are 3 points clear of Liverpool.
Swansea win their next game. Stoke will drop down because on goal difference, won't they? Yeah. That was a good weekend, really, wasn't it?
All in all.
Well, this week now, starting today, we've got FA Cup games.
Replays.
FA Cup replays as well. Chelsea, Norwich, Swansea, Wolves, Wigan, Bournemouth.
Thick and fast.
Yeah, Premier League games followed by the Caribou Cup.
I like how close that is at the bottom now. This pleases me as a fan. No one is safe from 11th down.
Well, I'd even say Everton and Watford and Everton in that.
I think Everton are safe.
I think 8th down, isn't it?
11 points is way too far. 7 points is clawable. Saying 10th, 26 points to 20 points.
Look how West Ham and Palace have clawed that back. Well, Palace have rock bottom for ages.
Always boys.
Yeah.
There we go.
Do you think, how far can West Ham and Palace go?
The way Watford are going, probably 9th and 10th.
Up two places.
Burnley. Are Burnley going to still be up in the... Oh, there's a big gap there, isn't there, really? I reckon mid-table West Ham Chelsea. I think I reckon that I wouldn't be surprised if that table stayed very similar to how that is.
Yeah. Apart from Chelsea being a bit higher.
Oh, we're gonna get a cameo from our missus. No, we're not.
Oh yeah.
Say hi.
Hi.
Come have a seat, dear. You're warm enough. So how do you think the football went this weekend?
Couldn't give a fuck.
That's a lady for you.
That's what he said as well.
That's going to stay in as well.
No, it doesn't.
This is live.
Is it actually?
Yeah.
No, it's not. You lie.
That is.
No, it's not.
It's on Facebook.
Okay.
On that note,
yeah.
Thanks, Jade, for bringing the whole decora down.
Decora.
Hey, Hamble. Till next time.
Yeah.
See if we can get another one in on time.
Where can you find us?
Twitter, Facebook, Instagram.
I could hear that.
Could you get it?
Yeah.
She was searching for us on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram.
It was timed perfectly.
Well done. You had your input. Okay. She doesn't know what to do, bless her.
Yep.
She looks like Arsene Wenger in that coat.
Next Norwich manager.
Well, because of the colour?
Yeah.
She has not. Just a little bit of interest. Right, quick. Bail.
At Pub Football Podcast on most of the socials in. And pubfootballpodcast.com for the rest of it.
Hashtag find Dan's dad. You missed that one last
week.
He's
the one in the Arsenal shirt.
No, he's not. He doesn't own a football shirt.
And to play us out.
Oh. Come on.
They actually had him. He lived out his dream at the Cop End. They put him on stage.
Jesus,
and he got the cop to sing it. That was his dream. Now he's reached his dream. He's writing a book. He's got his own TV series as well.
Brilliant. Oh. Put this on pause and you've got to find the Sanchez song. Don't leave us, Sanchez. You seen that one? Oh. Mane, Mane. See, get into it, Jade. Have a little dance.
Dreams can be achieved.
Anything is possible. Sanchez song.
Right, shush now.
Here you go. Got it. I'll play a bit of it. This is a classic. Oh, hold on. Go. Oh, you tit. I've got one job to do.
Don't you know we've. Is that you? That's you, isn't it? Is that him? Is. Okay. Is that Skipper?
I heard you say you want to leave us. All I can say is I beg you to stay until the end of May. Please don't go. Stay now, Sanchez. You don't have to go away. No gooner could take the pain. If you leave on deadline day.
He is a wordsmith.
Is he crying? Probably.
Oh, don't leave our club like this. You're our star player, Alexis.
Quite clever.
And if you stay, we'll double your pay. Stay now, Sanchez, you don't have to.
That's
go
not his first video
away.
Either, is it?
No, he knows what he's doing.
No gooner could take the pain. If you leave on deadline day.
I'm touched.
I think he was.
Oh, don't leave her.
I think we get the gist now.
Yeah.
Well done, mate. You've made yourself famous.
Roll the outro.
Boom.